I wasn't singing in the shower.
No.
Just your thoughts on maybe the outburst and did you think anybody hurt you?
You know what? I didn't think you guys hurt me. You know, some things in the locker room ought to stay amongst us as peers. So, you know, got out. And, yeah, of course, I'm pissed. You know, there's no other way around it. And everybody is, coaches, players. So we got to come together and figure this thing out.
Like, were you talking to anyone in general or just sort of yourself?
Oh, no, I was talking to myself. No, I was talking to some of the guys, you know what I mean? Just about some things, and it's, you know, just nobody's happy right now. Nobody.
Aaron talked about, he just didn't sense the juice, talked about a lack of energy and mental toughness, and, you know, on the sideline, it just seemed to sag from the kickoff return. Did you sense that?
I don't know. No, I definitely seen us do better.
How do you guys get to be a happier, you know, locker room?
Do what we're capable of doing. And that's playing great sound football. No disrespect to the teams, but we played against two offensive lines. You know, probably won't be the best that we've seen, and we didn't sniff the quarterback. You know, and that's we got to be better. We got to be better.
Was that the most frustrating part, though, because you guys know what you are capable of against a team with the Colts? Just didn't show. Was that where the frustration kind of came from?
Absolutely, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm going to say that we should have played much better and done a lot of things better, and we didn't. We're all held accountable. I'm holding myself accountable. I didn't get home, and that goes for everybody. You know, the matchups were there. You see it on paper. We didn't take advantage of it. Quite frankly, it's embarrassing. And you got to be better. And if it doesn't piss you off, then that's an issue. And I think we have a lot of people that are pretty angry.
Is the margin of error as far as weeks remaining enough to overcome this and get this straightened out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're halfway point with 500. A lot could change from here to the end of the season.
How critical is this road game, or three-week road trip for you guys coming up?
Yeah, all the weeks are critical. Road, home, parking lot, where we're playing, it doesn't matter.
Is it a matter of one guy kind of stepping up and maybe making some noise like you did, or is it a matter of kind of everybody taking a leadership role in it? What's the kind of mindset for you?
Everybody taking a leadership role in any which way to do it, whether they lead by example, whether they do it verbally, whatever. It's just got to be all of us. We got to come together.
With a couple games not going the way you wanted to, how has practice gone? Has the practice habits been okay and it's just not carried over?
And I think that's probably the most frustrating part, is that we've been having great work at practice. We just had to transition onto the field on game day.
Are you frustrated with scheme or anything, or is it just execution?
We just got to be better. We just got to be better.
Effort too, or just technique?
All around. All around. You know, we can't keep letting games get away from us. The type of talent we have in this locker room, you know, we got to make the most of it. Right now, we're not doing that. And, you know, we just got to play better.
Mike, is there anything you can take away from being able to generate those two turnovers in the first quarter, though, in terms of, you know, where this defense is at and trying to keep that going?
Just keep playing hard. You know, I know in the first one, and I got good hit on the quarterback. He got the ball, and I picked it off. And it's that. You know, it's just a whole team effort. Up front, we got to get to the quarterback. We haven't been doing that. The type of talent we have, we got to get to the quarterback. We haven't been doing that. So I don't know what we got to do different, but we haven't been doing it. And we got to get it done.
What type of response would you hope for against Tennessee now after a game that didn't go the way you guys wanted?
It's got to be a violent one. It has to be noticeable, like, this team is pissed off, they're angry. You know, it's my Cheerios this morning. You know what I mean? That's what it's got to be when we step onto the field. And it has to be noticeable, and if it's not, then, you know, we're not getting it done.
Julius spoke pretty calmly and confidently yesterday that you guys are going to turn around. What do you think?
I agree with him. But it has to be a conscious effort every minute of every day. I mean, nobody in this locker room should go home and have a good night's rest tonight or for the rest of this week. And that's flat out. And if you do, then, I mean, I don't know how much you care, but I feel as though we got people in this locker room, this whole locker room, that nobody's going to be getting any good sleep tonight.